I'm Daniel Chacon. Welcome to another edition of Words on a Wire. Today, my guest is poet John Hoppenthaler, whose third book of poetry, Domestic Garden, has recently come out. We've had him on the show before. If you go into our archives at KTEP Words on a Wire, you'll find an interview we've had with him about a year ago. But now that his next book is out, we definitely want to talk to him. It's a fantastic book, and you're going to want to stick around for this one. As I was reading one of the poems, it essentially is about sleeping in Elizabeth Bishop's bed. And I thought about the imaginative possibilities of that, of sleeping in the bed of somebody, some great poet, you know, somebody who you admire and whose poetry has really kind of become iconic, you know, within the canon. Then I thought, well, you know, I had that opportunity one time when I was sleeping in the bed of Philip Levine, who was former U.S. Poet Laureate, Pulitzer Prize winning poet, recently died. We had him on the show once. You can go into the archives and find that show, too. But Philip Levine is by far one of my favorite poets, and I just happened to be lucky enough to live in his house for about 5 months when I was a visiting writer at Fresno State. And my first month there, I wouldn't sleep in his bed. I don't know. I slept in the one up front. You know, every time I passed the room, I felt, would it be disrespectful to sleep there? But then, of course, after a while, it was the best room in the house, and I was living there by myself, so I decided to sleep in his bed every night. And as I was sleeping in his bed, I just couldn't help but think, when Philip Levine goes to bed and sleeps here in this exact same spot, he's probably thinking about the poetry of the day. He's probably thinking of images. He's thinking of rhythms. He's thinking of language. He's thinking of mundane things, too, like whether or not he should clean his coffee cup. And I say that because his coffee cup, he seasoned it like some coffee aficionados won't really clean their cup with soap. And I don't know if it helped me write, but when I was in that house, I wrote at least 22 stories, and most of them ended up in my penultimate book called Unending Rooms. I would just sit in his office every day after sleeping in his bed every night, and I would write, and I would write, and I would write. So I'm going to ask John Hoppenthaler about what it's like to sleep in Elizabeth Bishop's bed. Stick around. I'm Daniel Chacon.